It's me, Dan, from Harmontown. You can hear episodes of our show and 30 others before anyone else on TuneIn First Play. The TuneIn app is a free mobile audio app available across iOS, Android, and Windows. Podcast superfans get even more from their favorite shows. For 4 weeks, new episodes of Harmontown will be available a full 24 hours early, exclusively on TuneIn. Podcasts will release their new episodes early, including feral audio shows like Drinky Fun Time, Dome People Town, and Now. TuneIn is also full of content like live sports, news, music, and audiobooks. Get the next episode of Harmontown right now at the TuneIn app at tunein.com/Harmontown.
Feral Audio.
Okay. I hear it. Yeah. Yeah, there's a beat. I hear it. I said I hear it. Yeah, it just sounds like a beat, man. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. I don't know. Somebody put it here. It sounds like a little drum machine or something. You know what? I hit a wall when I said, I told you everything I knew when I said hello, or whatever that expression is. Cool. This is on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton, the podcast of the name I just said. This somebody has put some sort of a sound on the ground right now. Wow. Somebody came in here with a sound carpet and put it down before we had any choice in the matter. So right now we're going to be hearing the sounds from things under the ground here on the Executive Buffet, Hands on the Branch, Balls Unite Shippers, all those things. Here, the top half of the southern breast. If you didn't know
it, you are listening to Twisting the Wind and the Feral Audio Network. That was a little bit of chocolate. I had some chocolate that I ate. And you know, when you eat chocolate sometimes your body doesn't know how thick you can take it, baby. I'm like, baby, I just took you to the thick spot, and you're going to ride with me because my baby's my body. My body's my baby. You know what I mean? Same thing. It's all the same thing. Really appreciate you listening here to this repeat thing that happens here. I've decided something recently, and this is something, well, like a lot of things I decide, sometimes they end up being the truth and sometimes end up being not the truth. But either way, I've decided this thing. I'm going to make a podcast, maybe not this podcast, maybe not, well, whatever. Everything always changes, right? It always changes all the time. But I'm going to be putting something out every week on Tuesday. It may be 20 minutes of just some lightweight stuff, but I'm going to put something out every 20 minutes from here on out because I deserve it. You deserve it. And if you build a box with enough room in it, you have to serve it, right? That's what they say when you buy a house. Something like that. Either way, there will be regular scheduled deliveries on the
house time from here on out on Tuesdays. So if you want to set your automatic download machine to Tuesdays, you got a friend in need. What's your friend with some of that weed and stuff? Some of that stuff. this.
Please, now we're hot. Please rate and review the podcast. Please go to iTunes, rate and review it, and tell people you love it. Please tell your friends about it if you like it. If you have friends you want to tell about it, tell them that. Tell them about how much you love this podcast, how much fun it is. What a fucking good goddamn time you're having right now, huh? Just you, me, and all this goddamn space. Isn't that crazy? There's just how much space we've got here. But guess what? It's all filled up. It's not really. There's stuff everywhere. We're just coated in stuff. Everything you touch is just coated. We're just dripping in stuff. We just can't see it, man. Our cameras are not advanced enough yet, but I'm enjoying that. So I'm glad you're here with me in this what seems like an echo, which actually is just stuff bouncing off stuff that's in there that we just look through. We have our special camera and our brain eyes that allows us to look through the stuff, and that's cool. I'm fine with that frequency of camera for now, for this lifetime. So thank you for rating and reviewing the podcast. You can do that in one stroke or two. And thank you for listening and spreading the word. If the email, official email here is twistingthewind@gmail.com. That's an email address. Familiarize yourself with those keys on the keyboard and type them in that sequential manner, and you will fire off an intent, and that will be met in due course of time, which is up to my interpretation, obviously. And you know what's also really great is you gotta go to Amazon through our Amazon portal and donate. It's super important because I think I knew this, but I didn't know if I knew this, but now I definitely know that I know this, that I didn't know if I knew that I know it. And that is that you don't have to buy stuff that I say. You don't have to buy like, oh, buy this album from this band you may or not have liked that I played. Buy this book that someone talked about who's a genius and they said it on the podcast, so it must be true, but I still don't want to buy it. All these things I recommend on the podcast for you to purchase. You can buy anything through our Amazon portal. You can buy hundreds of dollars worth of weird car parts through our Amazon portal, which by Amazon portal, I mean you go to the feralaudio.com page and you go to the Twisting the Wind page and you click on the huge horizontal rectangular button that says Amazon. And so you do that, that'll take you to the Amazon web store. And you can fill up your cart and we get a little piece of that, okay? And it's a real actionable thing. It happens and it's going to be with the crap that you're already buying. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I know you don't shop on Amazon. That's fine. We should start now for this reason, obviously. Number two is a lot of people out there who they're just not into that whole thing. You don't want to participate in this brand of consumerism, which I agree. I don't like it, but I do it. It's not because I don't like it. It's because not everything is pleasant, right? Not everything is going to fit perfectly within your worldview. It's hard to do that, and especially if you live in a city conglomeration. There's certain things you got to partake in, or certain things are too difficult to partake in the way that you wish to do. Such comes Amazon. It's a service that you're going to use. So use it, and when you use it, please go through our feralaudio.com, Twisting the Wind page, Amazon portal, and buy the necessities of life and the occasional joy. Buy yourself an occasional joy through the Amazon portal. Pretty good song. All right, pretty good song.
Great.
Okay, we heard you. All right, here it is. It's still going. This song is still happening. Sorry about this, everybody. Okay, you done? I do like the idea that there literally are two voices right now. It's not me editing this podcast. That there literally is a different version of me out there that has been permanently mutated as some sort of a weird little guy who runs around castles singing in echoes with that fucking voice and just singing these weird little, ugh, that would be spooky and joyful at the same time. Either way, this is Johnny Pemberton coming to you at straight here, just to wrap things up before we get started. I want to let you know that there's no guest on this podcast. This is a new format that I'm trying. It's not new at all, actually, but this I'm going to start doing basically one of these sort of, we used to call these golden daddies, I believe. So this is going to be sort of a golden daddy, a guestless golden daddy for your listening pleasure. This will probably be on a monthly basis, but also, honestly, I'm going to say it's going to be whenever the fuck I get around to making them. Okay. So, but, I can promise you that even though the podcast will become more abbreviated, but also more regular, that it will once in a while dip into the old grandpa's bucket and pull out a shiny golden fish, and it's going to be a golden daddy once you drop it in that pond filled of those sweet little guys who jump up in the air and eat that golden fish. Okay? All that being said, just distribute your wealth wisely in a direction that you want it to go, a.k.a. twisting the wind.
Oh, God. Oh. Hello? What number are you calling? You've dialed the wrong number. Sorry. What good is that? How can you ever repay the 30 seconds you have stolen from my life? I hate you, your husband, your children, and your relatives.
15th District, Officer O'Farrell.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I think what number is this?
This is the 15th District.
15th District for what exactly?
For the police?
Oh, I think I'm trying to call the 16th District. Is that a different number?
It is. I can give you the phone number for it.
Can you just connect me?
I can't transfer you to another district. No.
I just thought that was, it's technology and stuff now.
I wish. No, we're actually like in 1950s with technology.
Are you serious?
I'm not.
That's hilarious. Do you have a rotary phone over there?
Oh, yeah, we do, and we have typewriters.
You're kidding me.
So that give you a little bit of an insight of how far behind we are.
You're kidding me. You have a rotary phone.
We do.
That is incredible. I thought those things didn't even work anymore.
Oh, they do. If you ever want one, they still have them.
Well, I guess I know where to get one.
Yeah. I will. Whenever you're ready for the number, I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Can you put it in the rotary dial? Maybe I can pick it up on those little clicks?
Sure. It's 215.
Okay. 0. That is so nice of you to give me that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. I mean, it's kind of... I don't even consider this night yet, but I... This is 16, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I just called 15, trying to get to 16. Question, I got a problem with a guy who is, he's not here now, it's obviously not an emergency or anything, but he keeps parking outside my house, and he's talking on his phone, on the speakerphone really loud. Is that something that you can do anything about?
It's a nuisance. You could call 911, though, and they'll, if he's there, is he still out there?
No, he just left.
But
I just feel like calling 911 because of that. I mean, isn't that kind of a waste of 911 services?
We can't do anything inside. I mean, does it happen every day?
It happens. I wish it happened every day because that way I would be able to, you know what I mean? There's no consistency to this guy. He's like a coyote or something. He just doesn't have any consistency.
No. I mean, not too much. Or just call when he's there, and then I guess they can enforce whatever they need to enforce.
Okay.
Once they sit there.
Okay. Is smell considered a nuisance too, or is that something different?
Is what?
It's like a smell thing. Cause like
a smell?
This guy's car, I think he hasn't got the oil change or something, and it's belching out these blue smoke fumes. You know what I'm talking about?
That wouldn't be a nuisance, but...
Really? Well, it's pretty nuisance to me.
Well, he would just... he would have to get stopped by the police if they...
Okay.
It is a ticket for that, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know what? I'm so glad to know that, because I feel like the cops... I mean, I wish there was a person like me that could give me a ticket book, and I would just do tickets for stuff like that. Little things, you know?
Right.
Because I'm all about the little things, but I know you guys, you don't have the time for those little things, because you got to deal with the big things, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, we have to satisfy the citizens out there, and like, you know, if he's creating a problem, then we want to fix it.
Okay, that's good to hear that, because a lot of times you hear the opposite, you know, you just don't know where the line is, because you want to make everybody happy.
Well, sometimes something small can turn into something big.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta be zen about stuff, right? You gotta approach people.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta take care of the small stuff so it don't become the big stuff.
That's a good point. Yeah, you have to. It's like when you're a house and you gotta clean up your house.
Yeah,
stuff starts getting dirty.
Fix a leaking pipe so it don't become a big problem. You know, if it bursts. So that's what I'm saying. So no, it's not a you know. It's not a... I mean, we here to help any way we can.
Okay. I mean, there's also that whole idea, you know, the whole if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm in that territory, you know what I mean?
No, because if he comes back out there, you give us a call, and then you can let us know that this happens, like, not every day, but periodically, and we might have to say something to the guy.
Yeah. Because I think he's kind of scary looking. He's real dirty. He's like, one of his hands looks really... I don't know, like he's been digging around the dirt or something with it, and I just, like, I feel like if I were to talk to him, my throat would probably close up, and I'd probably, who knows, you know, I think he would get offended, and then he would want to attack.
That's when you call us.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yes, don't try to go out there and handle anything on your own. If you fear for yourself, then give us a call.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for sure.
All right.
Okay.
Alrighty.
You're just so nice. I just love it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
You
have
too.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is this Melanie?
Yeah. Okay. Melanie Griffith?
No, I'm looking for Chaz or Kander.
Yeah, I got Chaz. Hang on a sec.
Is Kander there? Looking for a specific
Kander. I was looking for a specific Kander for a question.
Yeah, this is Kander. How am I?
Yeah, dude, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm at this party right now. And
what kind of party is it?
It's just social anxiety.
Really? Why don't you just have half of a beer?
I was about to do that, yeah.
Yeah, have half of a beer.
Yeah.
What time zone are you in?
We're in the Eastern time zone. We're in D.C.
Oh, yeah, it's hot and muggy out there, man, yeah.
Yeah, it's damn hot and muggy out here.
What kind of party is it, sir? Describe
the party. It's a really boring party. It's like a going-away party for us.
Oh, where are you going?
Held by our family.
We're going
to New York.
But where are you going to?
We're going to New York. We're going to live in Harlem because my kid.
Because you're what?
What? My phone's in trouble.
Because you're what?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, what were you talking to Max about?
He's talking to me about everything important and all the things going on.
Yeah.
So you're moving to Harlem, huh?
Cool. So, what's going on? Nice.
Super. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was trying to get a menu lockdown. Could we get a menu lockdown there first?
Yeah,
Yeah, we got some strips.
What kind of strips?
Fire dip.
Fire dip strips. Okay, you got fire dip strips. What else are you working with?
What did my mom just put out there?
You got any casual peppers out there?
Chick fries.
Chick fries, casual strips. You got any sweet peppers or honcho sauce?
We got some inverted pops.
Invert pops, I love those. What about donkey strips?
Yeah, I don't know what she's saying.
I'm looking for some candy runners. You got any candy runners there?
Candy runners?
Yeah.
We can whip some up. I mean, it wouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, whip up some candy wrappers and some candy wrap, candy runners and drop ship them to me if you could.
Drop ship them?
Yeah, I'm just
What's your drop ship number?
It's 749. 749.
Okay, yeah. Get the.
But it's going to be these guys have their problems and their solvers, so we're going to have to just take a fucking shower.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever heard the expression take a bath?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, right?
No.
It means you lost a lot of money. It's like, we're gonna be taking a bath on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm willing to take a bath on this one for the convenience sake of getting those candy runners out to the right spot.
All
right.
Well, don't take too big a hit on my account.
Don't take what?
Don't take too big a hit on my account, because we got a lot of things.
Don't take my word for it.
A lot of things running. Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Well, what else is going on? Tell me what's going on. You got about 30 seconds to let me know, and then I'm gonna disengage.
Yeah. I'm just filling a lot of bags today to get out of here. Okay. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're moving up to the big time. So
okay.
We're just.
Okay, yeah, what's your favorite color you're gonna be doing there? What's your favorite color, basically?
What's my favorite color there? I don't really know what it's.
Okay, sing some jazz. Sing some jazz.
Shit, I don't know.
Sing some jazz.
Yeah?
Sing some jazz.
All right.
Sing some jazz.
Stop.
Can you sing some jazz for me real quick?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I've got Jingle here trying to talk.
I'm waiting for jazz.
I don't want to fucking I love you so much.
I love you so much.
He like stretched out with his wings out and pooped. And then that one rubbed into him. Look at that one. See?
He's like his eating out. His poop now.
No. He pooped in a different spot.
Oh, I did.
Oh, they're so cute.
Your call is being transferred to the receptionist. This is in hot seat. Intimate.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Judd. Kevin, I just got... My friend Brendan told me about you guys, and I'm just sort of... I've never done something like this before, so I figured I'd call ahead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So is there like... I mean, if I come over there, what's like? Is there like some protocol I can read about or something? I just, you know, I don't want to step into a hornet's nest, so to speak.
You're just coming into a strip club, right?
I mean, that's what it is, right? So
yeah, just be a decent human being, and you'll be fine.
Okay, I mean, but I guess I wonder what that means, because if you think about it, you know, the you guys have a weird spelling, and. I don't know what that, because, you know, you could say that, like, decency is a very open-ended kind of thing. You know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. So, is there, like, rules?
You can touch the girls, but you just can't touch the girls in a indecent way.
Okay, so you can, like, stroke them? Like, you can touch their skin, but you can't touch,
right.
You can't poke them with anything.
Right.
And nothing's sharp.
Nothing at all.
Okay, you can't bring a knife.
Huh?
You can't have like any kind of a even if you have like
you won't even get in the door with a knife.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Cause I don't want to have an altercation in there, because it's like, you know, I want to be smooth going.
You're gonna be searched at the door, sir.
Okay, so what if it's like a really small knife, like for work?
You'll be searched at the door and you cannot bring it in.
Okay, it's like
no weapons at all.
Right, but it's like a work knife. It's like a work.
I don't care how big it is. No knives at all. No weapons at all.
What about how small it is? You know what I mean?
No weapons
okay.
at all.
I'll leave it in the car. I'll leave it in the car. Actually, you know.
Thank you.
But okay, so no, definitely not that. I mean, is it okay to wear gloves?
If you feel like wearing gloves, you can wear gloves.
Got it. Okay, and it's okay to wear like sunglasses or something like that.
Yeah, you can't wear any hats. Miguel, open the door for her. Tell her time's up.
Oh, what's that about?
Go ahead.
Oh, I just heard something. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
So you can wear sunglasses, but you can't wear a hat? Is that what you said?
Yes, dude. We have a very minimum dress code. You just can't wear a hat.
Well, but shorts are okay, right?
We have a very minimum dress code. You just can't wear a hat and have clothes on.
Okay, so as long as you have shoes on, you don't have to have socks?
I'm not going to check your socks. If you want to wear them, it's up to you.
Okay. So shoes, socks, shorts, shirt, no hat, sunglasses are okay, gloves are okay. And then it's sort of just like the touching thing. It's like you work it out with the individual, huh? You ask. You
gotta, right. No, nothing where you're penetrating the girl.
Okay. What if they decide to suck on your finger before you can tell them?
No.
Okay. But what if she does it?
No, she won't.
Okay. Because I just had that. I've heard a story about that, about someone. You know, that's why I thought I would wear gloves, just so that doesn't become an altercation. I just don't want to get kicked out for something that someone else does.
Are you coming tonight?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to get up I just want to make sure I'm in a good mood, good position. I just kind of have to think about it. How many people are there typically? Like, you don't have to sit next to somebody you don't know, do you?
Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not. So I don't know if you're going to know the person or not. If you want, you can stand off in a corner somewhere.
Okay, so it's like a corner chair. I'm just not...
Yeah.
I got a specific kind of thing I like to be... You know what I mean? It's like a... Got my own ideas about the world, so... Mm-hmm. This is good, and it's cool to be patriotic, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm pretty into that. And so there's some different rooms and stuff?
No, just one.
One big room.
Just a bar. Yeah, one big room.
There's no private room at all?
Yes, but you'll have to discuss that with the girl when you get here.
Okay, is there a word I should use or something, or words I shouldn't use, and I talk about that?
No, you say whatever you want to say.
Okay, so I can say, is it possible to go into the different chamber zone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a way to set that up so they would know what I'm talking about?
You would come there and you would discuss it with the girl. They will know what you're talking about.
But that's the thing, is I can be really oblique. I don't want to have it where it's a misunderstanding and get kicked out or offend somebody.
You won't get kicked out for saying a word.
Okay, what if I say something that's like, I say something that's mean about myself in like a sarcastic way, but it ends up being, because the music's loud, and sometimes people hear stuff the wrong way.
I have bouncers here for that. They'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay. Is it okay if I talk to those guys before I talk to
the girls? No, they're here to work. They're not here to talk to customers. They're here to work and observe and make sure everyone's safe.
Okay, but could it be something where I go up to one of them and say, hey, sir, I'm going to be talking to this girl over here.
He doesn't care.
He won't care. Okay. Okay, but I just want to make sure that he doesn't care. You know, I got to have that.
He won't care.
Is there like
just making sure no one's doing anything wrong.
That's what I gotta know. What would be something wrong?
Punching a girl in the face.
Okay, I'm definitely not gonna punch a girl in the face. That's for sure. Oof, people have done that?
Yeah.
Ugh, what trash. People will do that. Gross. I don't even drink, so I think it'll be okay. Okay, I don't drink, so there's gonna be some... one second, just like a checklist. You know, no drink. Is there a non-alcoholic option there?
They have soda and they have water.
Soda. What type of sodas are we talking about? Pepsi or Coke products?
Coke products.
Okay, that's much better. Okay, whew. Okay. And you can... Is that something where you can have the girl have a drink with you?
Yes.
So she wants to have Coke. You could have Coke with her.
Correct.
Right. But nothing else. Not
she
like
can have one. She can drink if she wants to.
She can. Okay, they can do that. Okay, got it. And let's say like these gloves I have, you can like drink out of them because they're waterproof. They're, it's like a...
Who's gonna? Yeah, if you want to drink out a glove, you can.
I can, okay. Got it. I mean, it's just something I'm into. I know it's kind of weird, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but.
So I could have her watch me drink that? And the, and if she wants.
If she chooses to, yes.
Okay. It's all about them, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it, and this, is there a reason it's called, there's not a, the second L on the title?
Say what now?
Because it's called Tell, T-E-L, not T-E-L-L.
Correct.
Yeah, what's that about?
That you have to take that up with the owner. I didn't name the place.
Okay, but they don't inform you about that, like what that means?
They don't tell me why. He's, you know, he's the owner. He doesn't care what I think.
Okay.
And he did this like 25 years ago.
Honestly, you sound like the owner. You're so knowledgeable. I just kind of figured that was
no,
the case.
No, if I was the owner, I would have someone else taking this call.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it's like... But, you know, sometimes owners are really hands-on with things, and that's how... I mean, Andrew Carnegie, and there's other people like him who... They were really hands-on with stuff, and they attributed that to their success. They attributed it to really being hands-on with their business. But, you know, sometimes those guys, some people say bad things about them, too. So,
did I answer all your questions?
I guess so. The footwear, it's okay to have open toe.
Oh, my God. You can wear whatever you want. Just don't come barefooted.
Okay, but like an open toe, like a sandal.
You can wear anything you want, just don't come barefooted.
Okay.
You can wear your mom's slippers if you want.
Well, I wouldn't be doing that. Those are a little too small for me.
All right. So you could wear whatever you want, as long as you have shoes on your feet.
Okay, shoes on the feet, shorts, and the shirt can be any kind of shirt, right?
Correct.
Okay, the messages on the shirt doesn't matter?
No one's going to read your shirt but you.
Well, I mean... They would, somebody might, though. I don't want to offend them.
That's fine. They'll be all right.
Okay, because it's, I'm just a patriotic guy. It's probably going to be an American shirt. Something
that's
with like
fine.
A,
we're in America. That's fine.
Okay. You know, but you know, things are political changing and.
I don't really care.
I mean, I don't either. I just want to make sure
so
that they don't.
They'll be fine.
Okay. Is there a way to find out which girls are more relaxed as far as.
When you come in, you would have to find out because. You know, they're girls, they could be moody. That you have to see when they come when you come in.
Yeah, they can be moody. That's true. Because I just am a first timer. I want to, you know, take it slow, and I don't want to have any kind of problems with the law. Because I've had
not
that.
Not sure
before.
You won't. You shouldn't have any problems.
I mean, I've had some in the past. Had a problem. You know, they dropped the felony, but it's still something that.
Sure, I don't need to know all this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I do not need to know all this.
Yep, I'm just still trying to get my meds right, you know? It's a hard thing.
All right. All right, you have a good day.
Okay, you have...
U-U-E-N-N-E-R, or E, Jesus Christ, A-E-R, after the N, two N's.
A-E-R, so it's like Jacques Quiner. Okay, this is named after a famous Egyptologist named Jacques Quiner. So that's what this is here. Jacques Quiner is an Egyptologist, and so let's see, Jacques Quiner weed. Ah, Jacques, Michael Fum, ta marijuana. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing, dude? What is it up in the world in Kevin Capricorn?
I'm just calling some people.
Dope, man. How's it been going? You talk to anybody cool?
Yeah, I talked to some guy at a strip club. He was pretty cool. He, like, tolerated
was
me.
Was he just at the strip club?
No, he was working there. I talked to him. He worked there. I talked to some, just some different people. I talked to some cops. Yeah.
Damn, real cops?
Mm-hmm. Receptionist, though.
You want to know weird?
Go for it.
Yeah. The two kids that I grew up with that I was best friends with through my whole life are now cops, and now I work at a medical marijuana store, so it's pretty separate paths, I guess.
I guess so, but they're both part of the law, right? Weed's legal if you're dispensing it.
That's right.
We're all one, aren't we? We're all
mandatory.
Just the same thing.
Yeah, we're all the law.
We're all the law, we're all the bodies and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Is there anything else you want to ask me at all?
No, dude. Are you coming to Seattle soon?
Possibly,
I've seen a couple of your comrades. when
I was there.
Brendan
recently
was here at some point. Randy Lidke was just here not too long ago.
I was there with Duncan about 6 months ago, but maybe I'll be back.
Damn.
I think I'll be back with my friend Josh Fadum. We're gonna be we're gonna come through there. So
really good, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So what are you gonna have for dinner?
I might have a picnic. I'm gonna go with my girlfriend and my brother to the beach right now.
Oh my god,
it's really
that's
hot.
So fucking awesome.
Yeah, stick our wieners in the beach and
cool,
yeah,
man. I'm into that. I'm into that a lot. I love it. I love what you're going on there. It's super cool.
Just definitely go to the beach. Just put your toes in the water. Maybe run around. Bring a dog. Kick the sand.
Yeah. Dogs. Watching dogs swim's pretty fun.
Ask somebody
my
for
girlfriend
money.
Has a. Yeah.
Ask a random
my
guy.
My girlfriend has a dog.
What kind of dog is it, dude?
It's like a, I don't know, some sort of chihuahua, I guess. But it only has three legs, so watching it swim would probably be pretty fun. It takes me higher. Griffith, the escaped inmate, was shot and captured the passengers in a...
For mean-spirited way. The move comes day for Apple CEO Tim Cook called on people to honor the victims of the Charleston church shooting by eradicating racism and the symbols that feed racism. Apps that depict the flag in an educational or historical context are not being removed. SRN's Rich Thomas and a host of brick-and-mortar retailers, big names including Walmart and Sears, about to remove Confederate flag merchandise from their shoes. NASA's top spaceflight official says it's a mistake.
The DJ will take us higher.
Faster route now available. Save 4 minutes. Tap accept to switch routes.
This is SRN News. This is you.
Thanks for listening to another Golden Daddy here on the Feral Audio Network. Things are changing, but they're staying the same. Everything's gonna be good in your brain. Thank you for listening to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton. Sure to rate and review, to shop on Amazon for goods, and donate, and check the schedule and see us live. When I say us, I mean me, but I'm everyone, and so are you, so you're seeing yourself when you see me. Good day to everybody. Good day. Shine that light. And I remember that time is a construct that doesn't exist any more than walking forward does is different than walking backwards. Is that what they said about it?
The United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.